Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
At Chicago, bringing us back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for sitting with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website store, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you use those to your advantage. We built them just for you. Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, is our guest, chief economist for the NFIB. He brings the small business, the NFIB's index of small business optimism with him every month. And we've got a barn burner here, folks. This is outstanding. This thing's got a bullet. This new February report, 107.6% on the index, second highest in the 45-year history. Bill, with all of the years that we went through in the 90s, the low 90s, just in the doldrums, literally in the doldrums, you and I, you know, hoping any month now we're gonna get some news. We just never got it. The whole time we were in the Obama administration, small businesses, can we now say that small businesses generally did not do well during the Obama administration? Is that a fair assessment based on the index, based on
their reports of sales and profits and so on? You know, things were not going very well. But that's, you know, that 1.5 to 2% growth. You know, that doesn't really cut it. You can't really do much with that.
Because when you split that up between us and the big guys, that means we had 0.75%.
big guys were certainly coming out of the recession. The big guys are the ones who really moved it along, because what helped us along was all the foreign demand for our stuff,
right?
And that's produced by all the big guys. So, you know, cars and GE and
right.
Caterpillar and those, and we wish them well, because a lot of our little firms are, of course, in their supply chain.
Right, so they're our customers. Yeah, we won very
right.
well. So I want to come back to something you said in the last segment about that one of the top concerns for any business owner today is any manager is finding qualified people. And yet small business owners hired at almost record numbers last month. And you're asking, you know, how do you reconcile those two? What do you think?
Yeah, well, what happened was, if you look at, you know, dig into the numbers, which you can't do in a tweet, right? If you dig into the numbers, you'll see that 800,000 people entered the labor force, which was terrific. So a whole bunch of people who were not actively seeking work, not interested mm-hmm. in work, suddenly became interested, and maybe that's because, you know, the pay offers are getting a lot better now. We offer, you know, better pay, trying to attract those workers. So 800,000 came into the labor force, and we added, according to the survey, you know, 750,000 or so jobs in the household survey. So that was terrific. You know, when we've got the spots, they want to come and take them.
I got a report from another guy this week who said that he was seeing indications of lowering standards, maybe even some companies abolishing the drug testing. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't. You know, I wrote in the last report that. We have anecdotal evidence that people are, of course, hiring. You know, when you're up at full employment, so to speak, when the labor markets are this tight, you do compromise your requirements. You hire less quality. The higher quality workers are already hired, so
right.
you're hiring people who are of lower quality, and we're spending more time training and trying to get them, you know, up to speed,
right?
And so you can keep them. So, you know, so. That's what happens at this time. That's what you got to do. You know, when there aren't extra bodies there, you have to take a less qualified body and train it, and hope that they stay with you after you invest in them.
One of the things that I'm worried about right now, Bill, is the poaching thing. This is clearly going on right now. It's going to intensify, I think, over the next year or two. the poaching that businesses are going to do across the main street, but also from top to bottom, where big companies come down to Main Street and poach some of those people. I'm getting reports already that that's happening, and the money that's being offered to these people to get them to leave their long-term employee is a level that small businesses just can't compete with.
No, that's right, and that always happens, and that'll show up in the increase in compensation, of course, for our labor force. It's a challenge for small businesses, but there's nothing we can do about it. You know, it's what happens when you have a labor market that has record high
right.
job openings, and the top business problem now for our people is finding qualified workers. Not taxes, not the
right.
cost of regulatory compliance, but finding qualified workers.
It's a scramble. When you said 800,000 were coming back to the workforce, is that 800 out of the 6 million previously underemployed people that kind of had dropped out during the Obama administration? Is that where those 800 are coming from?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of them are people who dropped out, right? Because if you look at where the employment growth has been, you know, the real growth in employment over the past 6 months has been in the thing like 55 and older group.
Right.
And so I think a lot of people who, you know, got blown out of work and lost their jobs in the, mm-hmm. you know, in the Great Recession, you know, are now finding opportunities to come back into the labor force.
And hopefully at the compensation that they feel that they justify.
Yeah. Well,
that's,
you know.
That's another thing that rising
okay
rising
with it or they wouldn't
will
take
help.
It.
Right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so when we come back, I want to get Bill to talk about the credit market and what's going on in Congress right now with making adjustments to the Dodd-Frank law, which should help Main Street banks. See what Bill has to say about that. He's an expert on that issue. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.